We are the end of Simin Kuf Beis, and there is a machlokas between the Mordechai and the Rambam, which is two opinions in the Ramah about the status of Chametz B'Pesach. Everybody holds a Chametz B'Pesach is not bottled. Everybody agrees with that. The shaila is, why is that true? So there are those who say, the Mordechai says, that anything that has a heter now, but will become usser later on, that is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And others, dehainu the Rambam, disagree. Meaning, according to the Rambam, the reason why chametz with Pesach is not batal is because it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Others disagree, and they say that because it is usser now, and it will become mutter, but it will become usser later on, so therefore it is not the davar sheyesh lo matirin. The pashtus, this issue depends on our famous Ran versus Rashi about why is davar sheyesh lo matirin not batal. If I hold like Rashi of so the fact is, right now it's usher. It's going to be mutter. Then it's going to be usher again. Mistum, no? So mistum, that according to Rashi, it should be davar sheyesh lo matirin. But if you hold that the Ran is correct, and the reason of davar sheyesh lo matirin not being batal is because if you have dvarim domim, so it is not machlash the iser, adarabat. So we could say that that's only true if it is a full-fledged heter. If the iser becomes heter and remains heter, then I could say it's an iser kolosh, right? But if I have something that is usher, become heter, will become usher later on, so one could argue that according to the Ran, it is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That is a nice way of putting it together in line with the machlokas that has been our bread and butter for the last week and a half. This machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. That's one way of looking at the sugya. However, if you play the name game, it doesn't really work. And that is largely because the first shita, that something that is mutter will become usher, and then mutter again, that shita is also attributed to Rashi, right? That shita that it is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin is attributed to Rashi, when Hasharna said this, that according to Rashi, it should be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So how do we explain this issue about chametz v'pesach? So the Shach understands that issue, again, I'm reading into the Shach. I'm reading into the Shach. The issue over here is, what is the reason why chametz v'pesach is aser b'mashehu? The Rambam sheet is that chametz v'pesach is aser b'mashehu. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The other sheet, and the Shach references this at the end of Se'if Katin Yud Gimel, is that chametz v'pesach is aser b'mashehu because of the chumra of chametz. Chametz is a very chamor iser. It's an iser that has kares. So out the chumra of the chametz, that's why chametz is not going to be batal b'mashehu. That's why chametz asus b'mashehu. That's why it's not going to be batal. Now, is there an afkamina between these two shitas? Hello, everybody holds that chametz is not going to be batal. So, is there any nafkamina as to whether the svara is because of chumra the chametz, or whether it's because of davar sheyesh lo matirin? So if you read the Shach again, and you read the Shach slowly and carefully, the Shach seems to be saying that, you know what? Chumra of chametz only applies on Pesach itself. But there's dinim of chametz that already set in on Erev Pesach. The Torah writes, Ach bayom harishon tashbisu sarmi batechem, ach chalak. That means that we divide the day, that there's a heter of chametz in the morning, and then there's an iser of chametz, midrabanan, either 4 hours or 5 hours. At 6 hours, at chatzos, is an iser min hatayra. But that iser min hatayra of chametz, the iser min hatayra of chametz does not carry kares with it. The iser kares of chametz is only on the Yontif of Pesach itself. If that's the case, so there's no iser of kares, so it can't be that the chumra of chametz applies. But if it's out to davar sheyesh lo matirin, so Erev Pesach after chatzos, it still is going to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because chametz is going to be aser now, but it's going to be mutter later. Meaning, according to the svara of, we'll call it Rashi, Rashi and Chavtesim Psachim writes, that the reason why chametz is aser b'mashahu is because it is a chumra of chametz. If that's the case, that's only true of chametz on Pesach itself. On Erev Pesach, the chametz will be batal. But if I hold like the Rambam svara, that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so then even Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the chametz is going to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's the pshat. However, you have to get beneath the hood a little bit deeper. You see, ordinarily, davar sheyesh lo matirin, which is not batal, the halacha is true. The Ran points this out in his famous essay in the Dharam on Daf Nun Beis, and it's a Beferish Yerushalmi. It's also Beferish in the Bavli, basically, in the Perek HaNodir and HaYerek, right? That it's going to be, this is 10 days ago on Daf Yomi, so probably no one remembers that anymore. But in Perek HaNodir and HaYerek, we see that a neder is going to be batal by She'eino Mino, because Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is batal by She'eino Mino. But 1 second. If chametz v'pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, like the Rambam writes, so how can it be that chametz v'pesach is aser b'mashahu even b'she'ino mino? That don't make no sense, right? Davar sheyesh lo matirin is true only b'mino, not b'she'ino mino. So the answer has to be, and the Rambam himself tainas, that you know what? There is a chumra to chametz. The Chumra the Chametz is based on the Pasuk Komach Metzes Lo Tocheinu. And therefore, the Chumra of Chametz is based on Komach Metzes Lo Tocheinu. So that means that although ordinarily Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Batal B'She'eino Mino, but out the Chumra of Chametz, it's going to be Aser even B'She'eino Mino. That's the way the Rambam says it. So comes along the Shach. And the Shach says, whoa, 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 that means 1 second. We just said an afgamina between Rashi and the Rambam about chametz b'pesach, about chametz erev pesach v'achar chatzos. That according to Rashi, there's no chumra of chametz, so it's going to be batal. But according to the Rambam, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's not batal. But zok the Shach, if I have chametz erev pesach achar chatzos b'she'eino mino. Right, you got that? There's like so many words in that sentence. Chametz erev pesach achar chatzos taruvus min b'she'eino mino. So because min b'she'eino mino, the reason why it's not batal is chumra de chametz. So memela, right? Memela, there's no chumra de chametz on erev pesach achar chatzos, and everybody's going to hold the chametz, Erev Pesach, Achatzos, is going to be batal b'she'eino mino. Even the Rambam, who says it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, but by eino mino, it's not based on davar sheyesh lo matirin. By eino mino, it's based on the chumra of chametz, and the chumra of chametz doesn't apply Erev Pesach, Achatzos. This is the Shach. It's mamash like half a line, no? And the Shach mamash Right half the line. Behind the kasav in Sif Beis and Simon Tuf Mem Zayin of Archayim. The Chumash in the Sav Mi Vavshav Samala Eno Asu B'Mashu Al Dino Kishari Surim. He have a Dovishir Shalmatirin Afilo Be'erev Pesach. It should also be Osir. Kamosh Kasav the Rav Hamagid in Perak Av Chometz B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim. Mihu Yesh Lomar Bazed and Mikol Makom Bato Shelo B'Mino Kishari Surim She Yesh Lomatirin. Right? Meaning, the Shachrit, that Erev Pesach, Achra Hatzois, B'she'ein Omino, everybody's going to hold its bottle. According to Rashi and according to the Rambam, because both hold that by Ein Omino, you have to say the idea of Chumra D'Chametz. Moireinu V'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Ab Yosef Doiv HaLevi Salavechik Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha in his Shi'urim on page 311, the Rav disagrees with this Shach. And the Rav says that in his opinion, when I say that according to the Rambam, Chometz bePesach is a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, but it's Batal B'She'ein, but B'She'ein Omino, it's not going to be Batal. The reason for that, says the Rav, is that the Chumra of Chometz makes it like it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin Chomer. Fundamentally, the reason why it's not Batal is Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is Batal B'She'ein Omino? Well, over here, it's a super duper Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. It's the type of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin that is going to be, it's a type of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin that even B'She'ein Omino will not be Batal. If that's the case, that fundamentally it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, it's not based on Chumra D'Chametz. So Memela, even Erev Pesach, Achar Chatzos B'She'ein Omino, it's not going to be Batal because it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. Right? I seem to see a few blanks. So the idea of Komach Metzes is Komach Metzes is Megale, that this is a razzle-dazzle type of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin.
In what way?
In the way that it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin that even B'She'ein Omino is...
How do you see that in the Pasuk?
The Pasuk just tells me that Komach Metzes means we don't want any chametz at all to be eaten, and it's not going to be bottled because of the general din of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin that's like beneath the surface. So Komach Metzes is ki'ilu megala on the regular halacha Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. But on the fundamental level, one second, Daniel, on the fundamental level, Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is why chametz is not bottle, even Erev Pesach, right? B'She'ein Omino. The reason why it's not bottle is based on Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it in his Shi'urim, page 309. Mr. Pellenschwartz.
I was just going to respond to Brian, and I think that the pasuk doesn't really say much either way in terms of the reason why Komach Metzes is Tochir. It's not like it says Komach Metzes is Tochir because of Kari, because of Chumra Chametz, either. You know, so why we don't think the pasuk should have to go the other way?
Okay.
What does the pasuk teach about Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin?
No, I think there's a background halacha called Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin that being bottled that we always knew. Maybe we always knew it Mikayach Svara. We always knew that din. Komach Metzes teaches me this is a super duper chomer type of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. I think that's the way the Rav is understanding the Rambam. Okay, now.
Right.
Yeah.
Is another way of saying Svara of the Rav that you don't need the chomer before? Meaning, if once we have the chomer of chametz, so then.
Okay, and then once we see chomer of chametz, so memeil chomer of chametz always applies. Even, but again, I don't want to say it like that, because then why would I not say that according to Rashi? Right? How come the Shach is saying that according to Rashi, Chometz Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos, there's no Chumra of Chometz? Right?
Meaning, for the Rambam would say, Rashi would say it's all about the Chumra. And where we have before, we have before. We don't.
And the Rambam is saying it's about Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin.
Right. Well,
but I need the Chumra because of Eino Mino.
But the Chumra tells me about Chomets, not the fact that it's a Chumra. I mean, the Chumra redefines Chomets as an Isser.
Okay, I mean, that's the same idea. That's the Chumra redefines Chomets as a different type of Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. That's basic. I think we're saying the same thing, just like we speak, you know, we speak a different Hebrew. But it's the same idea. Okay. By the way, the Vilna Gaon writes in Os Yutes that the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah, right, has the whole list of stuff which is not bottle. And the Gemara asks, what's Nina Mechametz Bepesach? Depending on whether you hold Kosher Darkoli Manos or Esher Darkoli Manos. Right? Why don't we say the Chumash and Pesach is a different part? It's not Bota because it's Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. Zok the Gra, you get the impression from that Gemara that Chumash is not Dovah Sheish Lo Matirin. That's like an aside. The Gra, I'm not sure if the Gra is like methodological in terms of like telling me how I paskin Shilohs, where he kind of gives Mekoros for different Shitos. Adkan. The Gra understands that whether chometz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin or not depends on, and we already spoke about this, in terms of there is a din that chometz is aser after Pesach. Chometz shavar lo b'Pesach is aser. So how can you say chometz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Davar sheyesh lo matirin means it was aser, becomes mutter. But chometz was aser and remains aser. So how can you say it is... I could say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Gra suggests that this depends on the machlokas hatanoim as to whether chomet shavar lo v'pesach is doraisa or drabanan. If you hold chomet shavar lo v'pesach is doraisa, so then itak is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But if you hold that's a drabanan, again, the Gra over here, it's oschaf, both in the regular Gra and in the Likot, it is not that easy to read. I think what the Gra is saying is that if Chomet Shavar Lo V'Pesach is Aser Min HaTorah, so of course it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Shaila is, if you hold it's Aser Min Drabanan, so do I say that, you know what, it's Aser Min Drabanan, but that Isser is like Mitoras Knas, and therefore the Isser relaxed. The Isser is gone. The Isser Chafza is gone. Whatever Isra remains is an Isra Gavra. And that Isra Gavra, right, I'm going to say, oh, so therefore it's not called a Dovar, therefore it is a Dovar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because the Chometz, the Isra and the Chometz was relaxed. I think that's the way the Gra comes out, but it's a nice insight. Rav Soloveitchik, in his Shi'urim, argued that the question as to whether Chometz is a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin or not depends on a larger Shas topic as to whether Chometz is Shmo Alav when the Isser of Chometz remains all year. There is an Isser of Chometz all year long, right? The Torah writes that all Menachos lo teyafa Chometz. There's an Isser of Chometz in the Mikdash, with the exception of what? The Shtei Halechem on Shavuos. It's the only Heter of Chometz and the Omer. I think those are the only Karbanos of Chometz. What? And Lach Mitodah also? But there are four types of Lach Mitodah.
Right,
30 Matzah and 10 of Chometz. Yeah, okay, and the 10 of Chometz of Lach Mitodah. Okay. But we don't have chametz in the Mikdash. So there is an Isser of chametz all year long. So there is an Isser of chametz all year long in the Mikdash. The Shaila is, do I view the Mikdash as chametz like a separate din than the chametz in the Medina? Do I assume that the Isser of chametz is gone? Or say, no, there is a shame Isser chametz all year long, since there's a Isser Chometz in the Mikdash. Now, this question is fundamentally whether I consider chametz isura bola or hetera bola. Let's take a step back. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah has a stira about what do you do with a shpud and a naskalaos. The Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah end of Avodah Zarah says, if I have a shpud is like a spit. Have any of you ever been to a luau in Hawaii, like where they put the pig on the spit and it like revolves around? Jeremy, tell the truth. You've been there.
I have not, but I know.
Okay. But the point is, if you have a pig that goes around and around and around on the spit, on the eish, it requires libun. The problem is that the Mishnayos and Zvachim say that the spits that are used for karbanis only require hag'ala. They don't require libun. The general principle in halacha is kibolo kachpolto, that if the iser is absorbed through direct fire, so it needs libun to get it out. Right? It got in through direct fire. You have to get it out through direct fire. So how come we say that by the karbanis, that the spit only requires hag'ala, not libun? So zok the Gemara. The reason is, right, first Abaya, right, says yagid al-ofreyo or something. That's the way the Gemara always works. Then Rava says, no, there's a difference, right? Because there's dimtin hetera bola and yisura bola. When I have the pig that's going around the spit, so there's mamish tarfus that's going into the spit. So that's yisura bola, so then you need libun. But when I have my carbon, so the carbon was absorbed, it's heter. It becomes usar later on, it becomes nosar. Since it is absorbed as heter, it's hetera bola. And whatever is hetera bola, all you need is hag'ala, you don't need libun, no? This is mamish nogeya all the time. You have a fleishig of frying. You have a para frying pan. And by mistake, you use your para frying pan to make, milche, what's it called? Pancakes. So you want to make your frying pan para again. What do? Frying pans that are coated with Teflon, you can't really do libun on, no? So am I going to lose my whole frying pan? So the answer is no. It's hetera bola, right? Because milchik is kosher. So therefore, even though it got in al yedei direct heat, even though the milchik was absorbed into the Teflon frying pan, there's no liquid between them, it's direct heat, and one would have thought you need libun. No, since it's hetera bola, you can do hag'ala. And once you can do hag'ala, so then we can be machshir the Teflon frying pan, right? Libun ain't going to work on Teflon because it's going to get ruined. But ayyadei hag'ala, it will be okay. And since it's a terabola, hag'ala is always sufficient. A terabola never requires libun. Yeah.
And that's the side point, but I thought it was going to be kasher
par. You can't kasher to parev? I don't think that's true. We don't kasher milchik to fleishik all the time.
People, oh, right.
We don't kasher milchik to fleishik. We do kasher from milchik to parif. Yeah.
What do you mean kasher from milchik to fleishik?
If I have a spoon that was fleishik, I can't kasher it and then use it for milchik for dinner. Right? I can't say I'm going to use only one spoon. I'm going to be a yeshiva bachar. I have only one spoon. Right? Save $1.50. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm always going to kasher. That I'm not allowed to do. The Prima Gadim writes at the end of Peches. To go from milchik to fleishik, never.
When you mess up, you still go to fleishik spoon.
I go from treif.
Oh, treif. Okay.
Yeah, treif is different than fleishik. Right? Yeah, I don't know how much of a vegetarian you are, but treif is different than fleishik. Ah.
Treif
is different than fleishik. Right. Hetera bola always never requires libun. The Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, and this gentleman is probably the biggest kula you can ever get, but it's muskal. The Alter Rebbe writes that if you have a milchig eno ben yomo frying pan, and then you use it for fleishiks, that's also called hetera bola, and then you can do hag'ala on it.
Okay.
Why is it different? Because why is it not Isura Bala?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Yisura Bala because the flavor inside that frying pan is already pogum, like all in Kuf Gimel. And once it's already pogum, so it's not like it's real milchix. And once it's not milchix anymore, so all you need is Hag'olah. It's not Yisura Bala. If I use pork in the frying pan, Yisura Bala, then I need Liban. If I use the fleishiks in the milchik frying pan within 24 hours, so it becomes basar b'cholav, it's Yisura Bala Liban. But if it's Eino Ben Yomo, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, it becomes a Keteira Bala, and therefore you don't need Liban Hagola sufficient.
What was the first case there?
The first case is if I have a pariv frying pan and then milchik goes into it. So that's for sure hetera bala. Even if I have a fleishik eno ben yomo frying pan, the Alter Rebbe writes that's also called hetera bala. That issue might depend on the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra that we're learning kuf gimel. Now, so the Gemara writes that noisar is hetera bala. But Isurim, Chazer, etc. is Yisura Bala, and Yisurim requires Liban. What about Chometz with Pesach? Is Chometz with Pesach a Teira Bala, Yisura Bala? So the Ritva, Ritva in Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav, quotes from Rashi, the Chometz with Pesach is by definition Yisura Bala. Noisar is a Teira Bala, Rashi writes. Because bizman that it entered, it didn't have a chalol shem nosar. But chametz, the zman that it entered the kli had a chalol shem chametz. So therefore, it's Yisura Bala, Rashi writes. That could be why Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says that chametz is davar sheyesh lo matirin, meaning chametz becomes mutter. Rashi says chametz never becomes mutter. Chametz is isura bala all year long. Chametz is usur, and all year long, right? If you have chametz that's absorbed in a keli, you're gonna have to. If you want a kasher for Pesach, you're gonna have to use libun isura bala. Therefore, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's what the Rav explained. Okay. Now, yes.
Wait, so the Rashi, what does it mean that he
says
that it's
usher all year round? Since it's usher for karbonal, so there's a shame chametz on it. It's a shame chametz that I have a heter to eat. Right? In other words, does the chefza of chametz exist all year long or not? There's no chefza of nicer now, but there is a chefza of chametz. Right? So therefore it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin because the iser Cheftza remains on it. It happens to be, it's like an Isser Cheftza of Chometz. I have a heter to eat.
So what's Pshat? How does that work in terms of, is that saying that if I have a pot that has something filleted with and I wait until after Pesach, no longer that Chometz is Isser, that it still be considered like
It's still considered Isser. So it's Chometz is not davar sheyesh lo. So it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? That's what Rashi holds. The Rambam holds Chometz is davar sheyesh lo matirin. Rashi holds it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. Yeah.
So we abandoned the idea that the Rambam's things about Aish Tachon and Esir Tachon Behetzer, right? Because that's totally a Gavra idea, not a
is a Gavra idea, yeah. So how does this stem with these Rashis? Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure. I was thinking about that before. In other words, the way we began this year, that the two opinions should be dependent on Rashi versus the Ran, right? You can't say both Leish Dikloch Torah together. Agreed. The Rav said that as a matter of halacha, we have to paskin that chometz is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. We paskin like the Mordechai, like what we're saying Rashi is. And that's because in Shulchan Aruch, there are three different zmanim for hechsher kelim on Pesach. Let's go slowly. if I want to kasher a keli, I get involved in a problem always. The problem is that shouldn't the water become treif and let that water mess up my keli again? So how do you ever kasher a keli? So there are ways to do it. One way to do it is that you have nosin tam rufgam, that you kasher not in water, but you kasher, let's say, in ammonia. Right? Okay, that works. But half of the Rishonim hold that l'chatchila hagola has to be with water, so you can't really do that. Well, another way that you could kasher is that you need shishim. Right? So whatever amount of iser there was goes into the water and it all becomes bottle, so it can't aser in the keli again. It's bottle b'shishim. Well, that's not always so easy. If you have like a big pot, it's going to be hard to have shishim kenegdo. If I have a fork, I could have shishim kenegdo. I have a big pot, it's going to be hard to have shishim kenegdo. So how do you kasher kelim for Pesach? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that there are different zmanim. Ordinarily, I could kasher a keli, even pachis mishishim, right? I could kasher the keli for Pesach. That means if I want to kasher the keli now, January 2nd, 2023, I want to kasher a keli now for Pesach, so I can do it. I don't have to be makbid on shishim, don't have to be makbid on anything. After Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Ach Bayom Rishon, so I need rules of Hagola. I need Shishim, let's say. On Pesach itself, so then Chometz is Aser B'mashehu, and therefore you can never do Hagola on the Keli on Pesach. You can't do Hagola on the Keli on Pesach. You could do Libun, because Libun is Sorfo B'mkomo. Libun burns the Isser away. But you can't do Hag'ola once Pesach began because the Chometz is Aser B'mashu, whatever goes out comes back in. You're trafing up your Keli again and again and again. Nois and Tan Lefgam might be Aser and Pesach, etc. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes that Erev Pesach, I have rules of Hag'ola. Right? Meaning, Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, I could still be Magil. If you hold that Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, the Chometz is going to be Osir Al Tzdav Sheish L'Matirin, it's not going to be Batal, so you can't be Magil Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos. The fact that Shulchan Aruch says you can be Magil Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos, Zuck the Rav, that's proof positive that we do not hold it's a Tzdav Sheish L'Matirin. And therefore, the Rav says, I don't understand the Taz, because the Taz in Sifkatin Yud Gimel writes, B'shem the Maharshal, that the Iker is like the Rambam. Right? The Iker can't be like the Rambam, because in Hilchos Chometz, Hilchos Pesach, we paskin like Rashi. Next point that the Rav made is that this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam should also depend on whether Chometz is Chozer V'Neir or not. In Simin Sadites, we had a halach of Chozer V'Neir. Chozer V'Neir means, let's say I sit there with a medicine dropper and I'm dropping Chazer, right? And the Chazer, every drop is bottle, bottle, bottle. But achareka close hakol, I've been dropping my chazer into my food for days, weeks, hours, whatever it is, I'm going to have a ton of chazer. It's going to be nice in town. Right? So it's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ravid, whether I say chozer v'neir. Zuck the Rav, I understand over there why someone could hold chozer v'neir, because there's a new taruvus. Right? Every drop of chazer that falls in is like a new shayla. So now I pass in the shayla at noon and it's kosher. I pass the shayla at 1 p.m. It's treif. It's a new shayla each time. That could be chozer v'neir. But how could it be the chometz with Pesach is chozer v'neir? Right? 2 days before Pesach, this item is heter gomer. Right? Teeny bit of chometz in it, but heter gomer. It's all bottle. Erev Pesach in the morning, tini ber chametz in it, all batal. How can it be that without adding anything, I could say choser v'neir? Many Rishonim hold, the Rambam holds, the chametz on Pesach is choser v'neir. How can it be choser v'neir? I understand choser v'neir if I add more iser. But how can you have choser v'neir if you're not adding more iser? So the Rav explained that no, the reason why it's choser v'neir is like a between mush'al. It's like a borrowed expression. Really what it means is that chametz is hetera bala, but an iser sets in at some point in time. Pesach, iser. If that's the case, it's not a din and choser v'neir like every other choser v'neir case. Rather, what it means is that now it becomes usser. Right? Unlike the paradigmatic choser v'neir and siman tzadi test, like you have chaser, you have an iser, comes in. Mutter, right? I can say over there it becomes usser at some point because there's a new taruvis. But over here, I don't need a new taruvis because I had no shame iser at all. The shame iser only develops once Pesach comes. So the Rav explained that Rashi and the Rambam, who disagree about the reason why chametz is usser on Pesach, is it out of chumr the chametz, or is it out stavar sheish l'matirin? That machlokes is based on whether chametz is fundamentally isura bola or fundamentally petera bola. Grant. And we spoke about the nafkamina, perhaps for choser, v'neyor, etc. Now, whether chametz is hetera bala or isura bala, I said this in the Shabbos Haggadah drasha years ago. In my friend Shai Schechter gave me a sefer from Rabbi Yochum Dvorkis. He's a big Talmud Chacham, but he like combines halacha with Kabbalah. It's like kind of cool, actually. So he discusses that what is chametz misamel? What's the represented? What does the Isra of chametz represent? Noah, this is for you. So some say the Isra of chametz represents gaiva, because matzah is flat, it's low. Chametz rises, so that's gaiva. Others say that chametz is like the sa'ar shebe'isa, which according to Chazal is the Yetzahara, who is also the Malach HaMavis, like really bad stuff. Now, if chametz is like Malach HaMavis, Yetzahara, so that's got to be Yisur Bala. There is nothing good about the Yetzahara. Nothing good about the Malach HaMavis. But if chametz represents gaiva, so then l'cha'ira gaiva is not always so bad. Vayigbal libo b'darkei Elokim. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to have some gaiva. Well, whatever you say it. As is the Kedusha, Hashem al geyus lavesh. Anyone you want to say it. But gaiva is not always so bad. I know lots of people with gaiva. I don't think they're such bad people necessarily. Right? But anyone I know who's mamish the sukkah is really bad. I'll say it like that. So in Machshava, the question whether it's hetera bala or isura bala might depend on that. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch about whether chametz is considered hetera bala or isura bala. On the one hand, we are meko on hechsher kelim on erev Pesach ayidei shishim. That shows me v'chor that is hetera bala. On the other hand, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the shpud and askelaos on Pesach require libon. A shpud, remember, is a spit, and askela is like the grate that you have on top of a grill. So the shochna requires libon. Libon means it's isura bala. Right? There's no such thing as libon and hetera bala. Right? On the other hand, it's hetera bala with respect to hagon erev Pesach. So it's a steer in the shochna or chayipaskin. The Mishnah Berurah is very firm. That's how Rosh Hashanah likes to say it. In the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you know what? You have to treat chametz always like Yisur Bala. The Taz writes chametz is fundamentally Hetera Bala. I, the Shpud and Askelos, require Libon. That's Damazai Chumra. Right? It's a Chumra by Shpud and Askelos that you do Libon, but fundamentally it is, it's not. Fundamentally it is Hetera Bala. This is a very important shaila about how you kasher kelim and erev Pesach. It seems to me machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, like we explained. Rabbi Genek has a shtickel Torah, though, in his Sefer. It's in volume one of his Sefer, page 33, where Rabbi Genek, there's one piece on page 33, another piece on page 43, and it was making me crazy a little bit today. So I looked back in my notes, it says, oh, it says 33, not 43. So Rabbi Genek in his Sefer has a shtickel Torah where he argues as follows. He says that the Rambam writes that Kli Cheres, you know, we have a rule in Halacha that Kli Cheres eino yotze midei doch yola olam, that you can never kasher Kli Cheres. The Rambam writes, however, that by Hetera Bala, you can kasher Kli Cheres. That's what the Rambam writes. So therefore, a carbon, you can kasher when it's Hetera Bala, you can kasher the Kedera that had the carbon in it before it became nicer, even if it's a Kli Cheres. That's around Perkhes of Maisa Korbanus. And even if it's a Kli Cheres, you could kasher it. By a Chatos is a special halacha that you have to break the Keli. But by every other carbon, you can kasher it before it becomes treif. Even Kli Cheres. So if Kli Cheres, you could kasher before it becomes treif. So Chametz, which according to the Rambam is Hetera Bala, I should be able to kasher the Kli Cheres. Yet the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed says that the Kli Cheres on Pesach, you have to break them. So how can that work? How does this all come together? The Rambam holds, you can kasher Kli Cheres by Hetera Bala. The Rambam holds Chametz is Hetera Bala. How come I don't kasher my Kli Cheres for Pesach? We kasher. So Rabbi Genek argues in his Shtickel Torah that Hag'olah on Kli Cheres or Hag'olah on anything only works in that it gets out most of the Isser, so a little bit of Isser remains in the Kedera, and that little bit of Isser is going to be Batal. That's the mechanism by which Hag'olah works. By Kli Cheres also, the Hag'olah gets most of it out, but a little bit remains. By Pesach, I have a special din that I need new kelim for Pesach. The piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam, which is the Yoitzer for Shabbos HaGadol. The Balei HaTosfos quote this all the time. It's Mamish Gevan. Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam, by the way, is a very early French Rishon. Like very early. And here at the Piyut Shabbos HaGadol, it's mamish chock full of chedushim. So in the Piyut Shabbos HaGadol, Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam writes that you should buy new sakinim for Pesach. Rabbi Genek understands this is not pasha. The Magen Avraham seems to say it's a special din sakinim for whatever the reason. But Rabbi Genek writes the main of Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam is that for Pesach, there's a lechatchila, a real requirement that you need new, a lechatchila requirement that you need new kelim. So therefore, Hag'olah is not going to work because ayudei the Hag'olah, there's going to be a little bit of chametz that remains inside. Nor of us, the amount of chametz is going to be bottled. So b'sha'ari surim, that's a terabola, it's going to be okay. But by chametz, that even though it's a terabola, but that teeny bit of now Isser that remains in the pot, that teeny bit of now Isser is going to make it like it's not a new Kedera. And if it's not a new Kedera, I don't use it on Pesach. That's his argument. Not bad, right? It's not bad, etc. Okay, so these are some of the ha'aras about Chametz for Pesach, whether it's Hetera Bala, Isura Bala, the two opinions in the Ramah. It's also worth noting, by the way, that Chametz for Pesach is not Batal. The Goyim, for many years, used to torture the Jews, and they'd throw Chametz into the wells. And ha ha ha, Jews, you can't have water on Pesach. So how do we solve that problem? How do we solve that problem? That's a very serious issue. A couple years ago, they had this in the Kinneret, actually. They were throwing chametz in, dafka. Their communities also, they used to have like the mill that would grind wheat. And it was very close to the river. This could create big problems. So the Baal HaShulchan, Sivkot Nun Gimel, has an argument that maybe the mayim is considered mechuban lekarka and it can't become usher. The Ritva, quotes in the Baal HaTaisin, Avodah Zarah, about a guy who came and poured mayim hama'orim. Mayim hama'orim means like Avodah Zarah water, poured it into the Druze well. So the Ritva paskin, it didn't make it usher, because it's mayim that's mechuban lekarka, and Edom, you can't ask for something that's mechuban lekarka. That's already razzle dazzle. But the fact that that applies to chumet, it's a very hard kasha to answer. And the way he says that, I can't answer. I think that's mechuban lekarka. And Reb Feivel says the best yisha for this kasha. Everyone has been working very hard on this kasha because the goyim have had a way of trying to torture us for many, many years and putting chametz into our water. It's not so pashut what the heter is. Okay. Next topic to just talk about.
It's considered part of the tarubis, meaning by taking water.
Sure, it's part of the tarubis. In other words, if chametz is aser b'mashu, so now I have a drop of chametz in the. Let's see, you to argue that's not even a mashu is it doesn't make sense. Right? Well, some argue. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about that case in the Kinneret from years ago. He wanted to argue something along those lines. It's very hard to say.
And this water's inherent properties that it dilutes.
But there's chametz. But any tiny amount of chametz is a problem.
Minuscule, microscopic?
Yeah, microscopic. Yeah, I don't know. You know it's there. It's also. Oh. Rambam writes at the end of the simin, it's only called Dabar Sheyesh Matirin. If
according to the Rambam, it's Dabar Sheyesh Matirin. So if it's a hefsin, a big hefsin.
Dabar Sheyesh Matirin v'makom hefsid. Dabar Sheyesh Matirin that it is only aser b'mashu. Makom hefsid over there meant that what the iser would be hufsad, right? So over here, maybe, right? In other words, you can't say that Dabar Sheyesh Matirin that the heter would be hufsad because that would undermine the entire rule of Dabar Sheyesh Matirin not being bottled, right? Well, but you want to say it's like a hefsad gomor for all of Klal Yisrael, maybe. I could hear that, Svara. It's a big deal. It's a very strong kasha. Right? Goyim, like, chachma ba goyim tamen. No? They got this one. Okay. Either way, it's a problem, right? I mean, it should be also b'mashu. No matter what, it should be also b'mashu. Right? Let's say, okay, so maybe if it fell in before Pesach, you'll say it's not chosur v'neir, but fell in on Pesach. The guy, right, Leil HaSeder, the guy shows up and like feeds his birds right by the lake. Your water is now trafe. No saints have enough God by chametz also saucer. Like, dude, you got a real problem here. We'll have to talk about no saints have enough God by saucer by Pesach, by chametz. Okay, I'm going to just finish up the sermon very quickly. Rama writes, it's only called Dabar Sheyesh Matirin if it's hutar l'misha ne'eser. Avam nishar le'echad l'oylam aser, afa pisha motir l'acherim. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Mevashel b'Shabbos b'meisid, the food is usher for you forever. The food is usher for you forever. La'achayrim, the food's going to be mutar motzei Shabbos. So now I have this food that was cooked on Shabbos and it's nis'arev with other stuff. So the Ramah writes it's not called a Dabar Sheyesh Matirin. The Pashtus is that even la'achirim, it's going to be bottle. That's the Pashtus in the Ramah. It's going to be bottle even la'achirim. The Magen Avram in Shin Yud Ches Se'if Katan Beis, the Magen Avram says, no, it's not reasonable that This item should be mutter. It's not reasonable that it should for sure be batal. It doesn't make sense. Rather, the Magen Avraham says that the case has to be that it's nis'arev after Shabbos, and after Shabbos it's already mutter for some people, but it's usser for you. So the person who it's usser for is always usser. And the person who it's mutter for, it's always mutter. So zok l'ramoy, that's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? We're not going to say that if it's arev on Shabbos, in which case, la'achirim, it's going to be mutter mutter Shabbos, so it's a bona fide davar sheyesh lo matirin. We're not going to say that since it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin for the mevashel, so therefore, it's also not davar sheyesh lo matirin la'achirim. That doesn't make sense. Rather, the Magen Avraham understands that the people who it's mutter for, it's always mutter. People who it's usher for, it's always usher. The Magen Avraham picks on a Mishnah in the second parak of Bikurim, Mishnah Beis. In the second parak of Bikurim, so Bikurim is all about similarities between Bikurim and all the other halachos and seder's rod. It's related to Maaser Sheni, that you have to go to Yerushalayim. So it's a truma that asks for mashavu. We have a taruvus of Bikurim and other stuff. So what's the din in that case? If I'm a czar, so I can never eat Bikurim. Only a kohen can eat the Bikurim. But even for the kohen, it's a davar shegeish lamatirin, because for the kohen, right, you can only eat the Bikurim when it's in Yerushalayim. So if I have a taruvus of Bikurim with other stuff outside of Yerushalayim, so for the czar, it's aser la'olam. For the non-czar, for the kohen, it should be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So what's the halacha in that case? So the Magen Avraham quotes that the halacha is that it's batal for everybody. Since it's batal for the non-kohen, it's also going to be batal for the kohen. That's what the Rash Mishan says. The Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham writes, and his opinion, you see from that halacha, that it's not going to be batal for, you see from that halacha that what? That it is not batal for the kohen, because the davar sheyesh lo matirin for him, but it is batal for other people, and that's how the Magen Avraham wants to set it up here. The Chavistas has a very interesting yesod, which we'll conclude with. The Chavistas says, the Isser Bikurim, there are two dinim. If I'm a czar, there are two, and the Bikurim is Michutzla Choma, there are two reasons I can't eat the Bikurim. One reason I can't eat the Bikurim is I'm a czar. The other reason I can't eat the Bikurim is there's a requirement of Havas Makom by Bikurim. You have to bring it into Yerushalayim. Memela, says the Chavistas, even for the czar, the Bikurim is a davar sheyesh lo matirin and should not be bottled. Right? The Magen Avraham wanted to say that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the kohen, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the czar, because for the czar it's always awesome. And therefore it's domed to the case of Mevashel b'Shabbos. Zok the Chavistas, no! The reason why it's not bottled is because even for the czar it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. How's it a davar sheyesh lo matirin for the czar? Because there is a way of getting rid of one of the Isurim for the czar. When I'm outside of Yerushalayim and I'm a czar, so the Bikurim is also for two reasons. I'm not a Kohen, and it's outside Yerushalayim. I bring it into Yerushalayim, it's only also for me one reason. Therefore, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even for the czar. That's the Chavistas in Seif Kota in the Ches. That is the Pirush of Moshe of Lvov. Right? Meaning to say, if I have a beitza treifa shenol de biyantif, right? Or beitza, so in that case, you can get rid of one of these surim, right? Beitza shenol de biyantif you can get rid of, but it's going to remain a treifa, right? It's like someone shechts a pig and they ask the rub, is it a kasher shechita, right? Okay, even if it's a kasher shechita, wipe the pig, right? So you're going to get, it's going to remain a basis trefa, but the whether it's called the Davar Sheyesh HaMativin or not, there is the same issue that this Tavis is addressing, gentlemen. It's Davar.